Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, Alex Jones here, who is known as the Battle of Helm's Deep. The odds are stacked against our heroes as the army of Saruman, the George Soros of Middle-earth, surrounds the ancient fortress. A senior citizen with a bow accidentally looses an arrow and headshots one of these demon mongrels in the front line of this goblin-adjacent army that represents total globalist control. I, for one, admire senior citizens, but as we age, we tend to lose focus and energy, which is why we've developed BrainForce Ultra, which is now 47% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, fast forward. And now you've got these stupid sons of bitches scaling the walls and threatening to usurp the resolve of our beloved companions. Now take two deep breaths and imagine you're standing next to Gimli and Legolas as orcish brutes descend upon you. I don't know about you, but this makes me want to pick up an oversized warhammer and just start smashing sternums. I'm an American, so I'm a patriot. I'm a man. I like steak. I like beautiful women. And I'll be damned if the globalists think they can extinguish my spirit. The battle rages on, and Legolas and Gimli vie for the kill count title as the orc army encroaches upon the keep. Hope wanes, and most of it has gone the way of your civil liberties during COVID. The establishment, not unlike these foul, nightmarish, goblin chimeras, has one purpose, and that is to extinguish your will to fight and win. Hope arrives, but not as a concept. Hope arrives as a person, and his name is Gandalf. Seated atop his trusty steed, Shadowfax, Gandalf leads the charge down the steep incline towards the battlefield with the Rohirrim here by his side. The sheer levels of 1776 that we're seeing here is evidence that there is hope yet in the hearts of men.
On the emergency alert system.
Let's go ahead and play the clergy response team clip. Now, remember, before this became national news, we got the secret documents from pastors who've been recruited by FEMA. We posted the secret documents with FEMA phone numbers. Train your flocks to turn their guns in. Train your flocks to go to FEMA camps. Train your flocks to take forced inoculations. People didn't believe us, just like they didn't believe the MIAC report. Then, suddenly, local news began reporting it, but like it was a good thing. Now, listen, will martial law ever be a reality? And the preachers are there, being paid by the government, faith-based initiative now continuing under Obama, to tell their flocks to do what they're told by the authorities, and the government's biggest threat is the American people. That's a quote. So, this is specifically the pastors getting ready for us to go to FEMA camps. And there's thousands of pieces of evidence like this, and Glenn Beck saying it doesn't exist. Here it is.
Will ever become a reality in America? Some fear any nuclear, biological, or chemical attack on U.S. territory might trigger just that. And as KSLA News 12's Jeff Farrell discovered, the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem. Us.
From my cold, dead hand.
Charlton Heston's famous declaration captures a truly American value, the overarching desire to protect our freedoms. But gun confiscation is exactly what happened during the state of emergency following Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. U.S. troops also arrived, something far easier to do even now thanks to last year's elimination of the 1878 Posse Comitatus Act that forbid U.S. troops from policing on American soil. If martial law were enacted here at home, like depicted in the movie The Siege, easing public fears and quelling dissent would be critical. And that's exactly what the clergy response team, as it's called, helped accomplish in New Orleans.
Jeff, the primary thing that we say to anybody is let's cooperate, get this thing over with, and then we'll settle the differences once the crisis is over.
Such clergy response teams would walk a tightrope between the needs of the government versus the wishes of the public.
In a lot of cases, these clergy would already be known in the neighborhoods in which they're helping to defuse that situation.
For the clergy, one of the biggest tools that they will have in helping calm the public down or obey the law is the Bible itself, specifically Romans 13.
Because the government is established by the Lord. you know, and that's what we believe in the Christian faith. That's what's stated in the Scripture.
Civil rights advocates believe the amount of public cooperation may depend largely on how long they expect the suspension of their rights might last.
Romans 13 is out of context. It was Hitler's favorite verse to control the Germans. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Unless you've been living under a rock, you've heard how amazing turmeric is for inflammation, for your joints, your bones, your blood, your organs, your mind, everything. Well, we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with 95% curcuminoid extract. No one that we know of has it even above 85%. This is the strongest formula on the market, and it's way lower priced than some of the top brands out there that are 75%, 80% curcuminoid. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is amazing. You're missing out if you don't try it. It's discounted right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. You owe it to yourself to try Body's. I know you'll be amazed. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Body's 95% curcuminoid extract will absolutely blow you away. All you got to do is try it. Get yours now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Get the motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way. Yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving way. Fire all of the guns.
Explode into space. All right, the mighty Max Kaiser to talk about big world events, the economy, and more from sunny El Salvador joins us for the rest of the hour. I want to play a brief compilation of Bukele, just a few years into office, reelected by almost 90%, making it the safest country in the Western Hemisphere, basically in the blink of an eye politically in 2 years, the calling out George Soros and the New World Order and the globalist. This is absolutely amazing. Here it is.
They say globalism comes to die at CPAC. I'm here to tell you that in El Salvador, it's already dead. But if you want globalism to die here too, you must be willing to unapologetically fight against everything and everyone that stands for it. Fight for your freedoms. Fight for your rights. The next president of the United States must not only win an election, he must have the vision, the will, and the courage to do whatever it takes. And above all, he must be able to identify the underlying forces that will conspire him, that will conspire against him. These dark forces are already taking over your country. The corrupt system, working in tandem with the so-called international community, the NGOs, and of course the fake news. I mean, who elected Soros to dictate public policy and laws? Why does he feel entitled to impose his agenda? Let me tell you something. Soros and his cronies hit a brick wall in El Salvador. Thank God, another glory be to him, Salvadorans are now immune to his influence. No one believes his lies anymore over there.
I remember 4 or 5 years ago, Max Kaiser came to see me before Bitcoin did that historic run. He said it's going to do that run. He also said, we're going to check out El Salvador. We're going to advise, you know, this politician get ready to run for president. We're going to put a thermal system on a volcano to run this Bitcoin system, and it's going to change the world. And I respect Max. He's a smart guy. And so I didn't roll my eyes, but I was kind of like, oh, yeah, right. South America, man, that's going to really turn everything around. And now it's happening all over the place. Argentina, the list goes on. And Bukele went in there and just wrecked it. Wrecked the New World Order in that 23-minute speech. Max Kaiser's got some clips he wants to get to where Bukele talks about the fiat money system and the tyranny of it and so much more. So I want to cover the waterfront here with Max. But, man, people say Alex Jones is tomorrow's news today. Max, if I had a big enough crew, I should have thought before you even came on to go back 4 or 5 years ago. You said all that on air, too. I mean, you called it. You got to find that clip for my show or maybe during a break, send me a clip of you saying, because I know you said it and I'm just here. I mean, that's like a hole in one, dude. How the hell did you do that?
Well, you know, everything's in the markets. You look at prices and prices tell you stuff. And you look at who's making markets and who's making prices. So we live in a world of market and price discovery, and markets have taken over the world markets. All industry and all society and all communities refer back to some trading that's going on, and those prices are quoted. And after 20, 30 years of watching these prices, you know, you begin to understand how they telegraph things that are coming and how their predictive powers, because they are essentially a reflection of human nature. All markets are a reflection of human nature, and humans are very predictable. So when prices tend to go in a certain direction, you can anticipate that humans will react in a certain way. So I think that gets into the predictive powers of markets. And our conversations going back 20 years now have always been focused on this fact of trying to glean information from what people are actually doing with their money, because that's
always
that,
real intelligence isn't the propaganda on the news. You know, the defense intelligence, they'll all tell you the real intelligence is on the ground.
Right. It's a matter of incentives, right? So people show me the incentive and I'll show you the outcome. People's incentives with their money telegraphs what they're thinking. And if enough people are starting to think in that way, then the future is being cooked up in the present. And you'll see where things are going. But you have to be able to disregard the bad signals and the bad price discovery. You have to be able to get rid of your biases. You have to get rid of your prejudices. I mean, that's why people and journalists...
No, I was honest. You're like, oh, this South American country's going to turn around. And by the way, you were sheepish like a year ago and again 2 months ago about it. Because I remember you saying, and it was at dinner and also even on air, like, I'm advising this guy. He's going to be the president. We're going to turn around. And later, like, oh, I barely know Bukele. You obviously have a relationship. I get once somebody's in power, you don't want to make a distraction about you. But you've known Bukele. You called this like 5 years ago, even before he ran. So just be honest about your relationship with Bukele and where he's going now.
Well, you know, the thing about El Salvador and President Bukele is that he had the foresight to make Bitcoin legal tender back in 2021. And so Max and Stacey, of course, have always been on the cutting edge of the Bitcoin space and the Bitcoin industry. And we thought this was really amazing because Bitcoin is generally a bottoms-up phenomenon. It's a small fringe players find it, they adopt it, and then that becomes the mainstream. But here with President Bukele, here is a president of a country who was orange-pilled, as we say, who made Bitcoin legal tender. And he's been into Bitcoin for several years, and he understands the ethos and the philosophy of Bitcoin and what it can do to his country. You know, Bitcoin demonetizes violence, so it's not coincidence that only 6-7 months after he made Bitcoin legal tender, he declared war on the gangs. And now El Salvador is the safest country in the Western Hemisphere. In the hemisphere, you know, it's safer in El Salvador now than Luxembourg, right? It's The numbers are incredible. They've gone the entire month of February so far without a single homicide. So they're trending down towards zero. And with the safety, there's a peace dividend, Alex. So by getting rid of the gangs, that's like injecting $6 billion into this $28 billion economy because the gangs are no longer extorting money from everybody. And then everyone feels free to go outside and do stuff. They feel free to start businesses. They feel free to get together.
And so let's talk about that. And President Bukele, let's say Bukele, Bukele. Or Bukele, it's potato, tomato. But pulling back from this, defunding the police, letting criminals out of jail, 290,000 criminals let out of jail, rapists, armed robbers in Houston, the system wanted us locked down. They want climate lockdowns. And now it's creating kind of a lockdown because of all the crime. We'll get back to Bukele and all the success there in El Salvador, but why are the globalists doing this here? They admit they're administratively creating uncertainty, destabilization, a shuttering of the economy. What's that about?
You know, I saw an excellent interview Tucker Carlson just did with a Chinese woman, an author of a new book, talking about the parallels with America today in the Cultural Revolution and the Maoists. And the Maoist Cultural Revolution was all about just a pure power grab, and they essentially got rid of the police. They did a lot of the things you see now. They're getting rid of the past. They're rewriting the past. They're making everything old is gotten rid of. And people are allowed to just run rampant. And it ended, of course, in tragic deaths of millions. And so the parallels, it's an excellent interview. You know, Tucker's over there on X now, and I just saw it last night. And we've been talking kind of obliquely about the Cultural Revolution for a few years. I kind of understood it a little bit. I knew the history, but now there's a bit of a deep dive into really what happened under Mao in China. And the playbook is the same. And that's what we're seeing in the U.S. It's a pure power grab. These are communists, essentially, in the United States. They're in every, as she points out, she's saying the communists are now in every institution in the United States, the court system, the police, the education system, particularly in the education system. And their agenda is to...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
And we are seeing in the U.S. because of the three D's that I like to talk about, the deglobalization, de-dollarization, and depopulation. So in the case of deglobalization, we have a collapse in the 40-year-old bond market. Interest rates bottomed and are now going higher, which means that global economy is shrinking and that the ability to float bonds is weakening. And the ability to refinance corporations and municipalities and governments is falling. So that's deglobalization. We have de-dollarization, as we see with Russia, China, Iran, Argentina.
By the way, you called that on my show a few months ago when the dollar was up. It's now down.
Well, yeah, the dollar itself is a bit of an illusory when you look at the Forex market, Amy. What I'm looking at is the use of the dollar amongst the major trading partners and as a global world reserve currency, where its use is falling quite substantially. And when United States weaponized the Iran by essentially cutting Iran off from the dollar, by cutting Iran off from the SWIFT system, they opened the Pandora's box for these other countries like Russia and China to decide that, you know what, we want to get out of the dollar. Again, Tucker Carlson did an excellent interview with President Putin, where Putin said exactly this point that I've been saying for years, that once you told Iran that they're going to kick off the SWIFT system and you weaponize use of the dollar, they're going to seek other ways to settle global trade than the U.S. dollar. And now here we are 15 years later, and use of dollar in global trade is shrinking rapidly, and alternative currencies and other forex markets are being used. This is a net negative, a huge negative for the U.S. dollar. Of course, it's an opportunity for Bitcoin, which, you know, I'm not going to digress into Bitcoin at this exact moment, but it is obviously positive for Bitcoin.
No, I want to get a Bitcoin update before you go. I just want to get your incredible, I'm kissing your ass, it's true. That's who we have on, people that are accurate. I have all these badass guests on. Max is one of the best. But we just have people on that nail it over and over again. So I want to get a lot of your download on a bunch of topics. I get your, I'm not being mean, your wonderful bubble down there in El Salvador, and you called it, and we love it, and I'm coming soon. But I want to get your prognosis on a bunch of other stuff. Continue.
Right. So the de-dollarization is definitely happening. And so the Forex trade, the market, the main index that trades the dollar that people quote, is not giving – this is a perfect example of what I mean about markets giving either good signals or bad signals. And if you can read markets, you can kind of tell what the present is and therefore prognosticate into the future. The current dollar index is giving a very bad signal in terms of dollar strength and dollar usage. So you have to really understand that to know and look underneath the numbers and say, well, where is the dollar actually being used, and is it being replaced by other currencies in other countries? And the answer is yes. And then you begin to extrapolate a forecast, right? And I'll make a forecast right now that the dollar, even though the Forex market would indicate that it's relatively strong, I'm forecasting based on my analysis of this, of the deeper dive into the numbers, that the dollar is going to be continued to run up against huge pressures in the global trade, and we're going to see it more and more have the difficulty of maintaining any purchasing power whatsoever. In the United States, the dollar's purchasing power is collapsing, and this is borne by something called inflation. And again, here's a number that is very deceptive. The government will say that inflation is maybe 2 or 3 or 4%, but we know for a fact that for stuff that people actually buy, like food and energy and housing and healthcare, inflation's running at 15%.
Oh, I mean, my God, just the last 3 years alone, most stuff's doubled. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Right, exactly. If you look at a chart of stuff that goes up in price that people actually use, it's inflation is completely out of off the hook. And but they use an aggregate number, and the government will say, well, it's actually in aggregate, it'll be 3%. We're trying to get it to 2%. So they statistically lie. And so, again, markets tell you the truth. If you're willing to put aside your biases and your prejudices and look at the actual numbers and who's actually buying and who's actually selling, and then you can get
Well, the biggest one is a Big Mac has doubled in price in 3 years.
Yeah, when there was a story out a couple of weeks ago about a combo meal at McDonald's, and I think it was Connecticut, which was a Big Mac, a fry and Coke was $18, $19, you know, and so these are prices. These are the what's called the lower middle class, people that are just out of the poverty class and just getting into the lower middle class. They're now being squeezed out. So millions of Americans are already straddling the poverty line. They're dropping beneath the poverty line. They're becoming part of the permanently poor. And structurally, all the avenues towards social advance, which America was famous for. You know, you come to America, the American dream. If you work hard, you can be successful. Well, those paths of access are being cut off by entrenched oligopolists, or we can call them globalists, that are instituting and putting in place barriers to entry or competitive walls that make it impossible for anyone to succeed anymore in the U.S. And they then become rent seekers. They become what I would call sometimes the neo-feudal class.
Well, even Trump said this a month ago, and they said he was hoping for a crash. And he said, I hope the crash comes before I get in so I don't get blamed and I can fix it. And he's being very honest in my view. I think we're already in the crash right now. They're just not admitting it.
Well, okay, I'll give you another example of, you know, missing the forest for the trees. When you talk about crash, typically in the U.S., you know, everything is in U.S. dollar terms, right? The stock market's hitting new highs, but that's in U.S. dollar terms. Warren Buffett has the most cash on his balance sheet ever of $197 billion, but it's U.S. dollars. But if you were to price everything in Bitcoin, the stock market, commodity prices, Berkshire Hathaway stock, Nvidia stock, Microsoft stock, if you were to price it all in Bitcoin, they're all collapsing against Bitcoin. You know, Bitcoin as a pure price signal in the market is telling us something about the dollar, about inflation, and about global geopolitics.
And you're a former, and we'll talk about Bitcoin coming up, you're a former silver and gold bug. Obviously, you think Bitcoin's going to go way above that when they finally admit inflation's out of control. But gold and silver, I expect it's going to go skyrocketing as well.
No, because Bitcoin is demonetizing gold. And I can give you, again...
But gold and silver are industrial.
90% of gold is hoarding of gold as a store of value. Very, very small percentages used in industry. Like,
so how did your mindset change? What was it, like 6-7 years ago, you got out of metals, you're just all Bitcoin.
Because I saw that gold was being demonetized by Bitcoin. So, and I'll give you proof of this. Look at the ETF market, right? The new exchange-traded funds. The Bitcoin ETFs have launched less than a few weeks ago, and they already have something like $40 billion in the Bitcoin ETFs versus the gold ETFs. They've been around for decades. They've got $90 billion. So in 2024, the amount of money in Bitcoin ETFs will flip or eclipse the amount of money in gold ETF. That tells you right there in stark black and white terms that Bitcoin is demonetizing gold. People are dumping the gold and buying Bitcoin because it's better money.
All right, Max Kaiser, stay there. I also want to ask you, who do you think gave me $8 million of Bitcoin that kept InfoWars afloat? We'll answer that question when we come back with Max Kaiser. You can find him at Max Kaiser on X and at Orange Pill. Stay with us. Max Kaiser is our guest. I wish I would listen to him 12 years ago when he tried to give me 10,000 bitcoins, and I couldn't figure out how to set a wallet up on my laptop at Bilderberg. We weren't in Bilderberg, folks. We were covering Bilderberg in North London. Stay with us. In 60 seconds, I don't have time to tell you about all the incredible ingredients in TurboForce.
But if you simply go to InfoWarsStore.com and look at the list of ingredients and look them up, every one of them is known to give you boosted, clean, focused energy without the letdown. We're talking up to 10 hours of clean energy per serving with Turbo Force, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's discounted right now. And it doesn't just boost your body's clarity and focus and stamina. It also funds the InfoWar. So it's a 360 win. If you've never tried Turbo Force, now is the time. It's got 5-star reviews. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com will take your energy and your clarity to the next level without the letdown, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So go get Turbo Force today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I know you will not be disappointed because thousands of others have gotten it, and it has 5-star reviews. Get Turbo Force now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is
the Alex Jones Show.
All right, so talking about Bitcoin, here's Larry Fink, kind of captain of the New World Order, kind of the manager of the banks, top dog, talking about Bitcoin and gold. Let's play that clip.
believe, you know, I believe it goes up as if the world is more frightened, if people have fearful of geopolitical risk, they're fearful of their own risk. It's no different than what gold represented over thousands of years. It is a asset class that protects you. And unlike gold, where we manufacture new gold, we're almost at the ceiling of the amount of Bitcoin that we created.
When you hear somebody like Kathy Wood,
yes,
who was on our broadcast yesterday, say that her base case is that this turns into a $600,000 a Bitcoin valuation, base case, and a million plus in a super optimistic case. Are you anywhere in her realm?
I haven't thought about it. To me, that what we are trying to do is offer an instrument that can store wealth. I think if it gets that even close to that high, gold will represent even a bigger value. And let's be clear: if you think it's digital gold, there's going to be a reference point between gold and Bitcoin.
Max, your take on that statement? I want to play the clip you sent me of the El Salvador president talking about fiat currency and exposing how it's really the enemy.
There's definitely going to be a reference point between gold and Bitcoin. Bitcoin's going to be trading at many, many multiples the price of gold. You know, that'll be the reference point. That'll be right now. Bitcoin is roughly a $1.2 trillion market cap. Gold is, I think, $13 trillion, $14 trillion market cap. We have no reason not to think that Bitcoin won't equal gold market cap. So you're talking about a, you know, 10, 11, 12, 13x from the current price. So that's how Kathy Woods gets to $500,000, $600,000, $700,000 of Bitcoin, because it's, as Larry Fink said, people buy Bitcoin for the same reason they buy gold, as a safe haven, but it's better than gold because you don't have any of the costs associated with gold. It's absolutely scarce versus gold, which is not absolutely scarce.
You know, what is Bukele doing since he's the big national leader pushing Bitcoin? What is Bukele doing currently?
They own Bitcoin and they're in the black, just like MicroStrategy and Michael Saylor have been buying Bitcoin for years. He's now in the black. His Bitcoin position is incredibly profitable for MicroStrategy, and the Bitcoin position held by El Salvador is profitable for El Salvador.
And by the way, you've got to come back on in the next few weeks, and because I've got the crew to do it, but you can find it. All the clips of you a year ago, 6 months ago, 2 months ago, you said, watch, it's going to go up. And you were saying that at the bottom. Let's put that historical graph up. It is shooting up right now to beat its all-time high. What's your prediction now?
Well, I've said now for a couple of years that 220,000 is a good target for this cycle. And I think we're heading to 220,000 in the next, 12 to 18 months. But this cycle could see a pop into much higher prices. It depends on how the fiat money world reacts. It looks like the fiat money world is collapsing, which, of course, is a safe haven. As Larry Fink just said, Bitcoin is a safe haven, and people are going to be dumping trillions of dollars into Bitcoin as a way to escape the fiat money apocalypse.
So let me ask you this, and you always dodge it, but you were one of the first people to buy my Bitcoin. I'm not mad at you. I'm being honest. Cut the crap. Please, in a nice way. I'm talking about in the past. Who is really behind Bitcoin? Because I see it as a thing of the establishment, really, that they have as an alternative for themselves while they screw all of us. They write it up. They write it down. They control it. I see it as like their secret weapon, which I think people should then be involved in it. But the system also attacks it at the same time. There's a lot of schizophrenia there. Who really created Bitcoin?
It's the cypherpunks that have been around for 20 years before Bitcoin was launched in 2009, where since the internet launched, they're trying to create scarcity, digital scarcity on the internet, which seemed like an impossible task because the internet is really fantastic for making duplicates of everything. You can send 1,000, 10,000 emails with one click, and it's all based on cut and paste and duplicating things. So how can you create digital scarcity on the internet? That was kind of the thought experiment for the cypherpunks who for 20 years tried, and there have been many experiments trying to come up with Bitcoin until finally in 2009, the right combination of existing technologies was pieced together and launched on January 3rd. And it achieves this simple idea of digital scarcity, what cypherpunks will call, we solve the double spend problem. And the cypherpunks were like, congratulations, we did it. And
by the way, you did call 13 years ago and a year ago. You said All the other stuff is going to end up being garbage. And I got a lot of criticism for that. There's a lot of people that are doing pump and dumps with that. And obviously I can make a ton of money promoting all these crap coins. I'm not an expert on it, or I'm an idiot when it comes to it, but I'm smart enough to know that you were right. You've been proven right. Is there going to be anything that rivals Bitcoin or these central bank digital currencies?
No, because you can only create irreproducibility once. Once you create irreproducibility, you can never do it again. It's like once you discover the wheel, that's it. That's the wheel. Once you discover fire, it's fire. It does exactly what you want it to do. Bitcoin does exactly what you want it to do, and nothing would come along to do it any
better. So as you say, you can't recreate perfection because it's already been done.
Exactly. That's the bottom line. It's perfect money. And so there's no point in going after trying to reproduce it. That's why everything essentially goes to zero against Bitcoin. All the other altcoins, they pop a little bit because they're pump and dumps, as you say. And then they all go to zero against Bitcoin. And even now, I think gold is going to be demonetized by Bitcoin. All the fiat money world will go to essentially zero against Bitcoin. The property market, I would say the property market, which is having a lot of problems in the commercial real estate market, a lot of that is because people are now putting money into Bitcoin. Bitcoin property is no longer the investment vehicle that it was before Bitcoin.
Sure, so but if there's a solar flare or a total breakdown of nuclear war, guns, knowing how to farm gold, silver, I still think that that's in the basket of things, but I agree with you because you called it so many times.
I would say that Bitcoin, unlike gold or anything else, is not truly unconfiscatable because even if the internet goes down, you still have a mesh net, node network, and battery-operated nodes working the protocol, and you're the chain. It goes through what's called a difficulty adjustment, and to accommodate for the loss of miners on the network, and every 10 minutes, blocks are generated. And your Bitcoin is unconfiscatable as long as you know your seed phrase. If you have gold or silver stored in your cabin somewhere in the woods and the power went down and you've got your shotgun, well, guess what? You know, somebody with a bigger shotgun can come and take your gold. But they cannot take your Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the one truly unconfiscatable.
Well, Max, I don't want to disagree with you, but I mean, if somebody put a gun to your head and make you give them their Bitcoin, so it's also...
No, because I have multi-sig wallets where I myself don't have access to my Bitcoin without... Simultaneously, like a safe deposit box at a Swiss bank, you need multiple keys. Same thing with Bitcoin. Mine is all multiple keys. I need
well, there
a
have
lot
been
of people
that, robbed of Bitcoin. Come on, I understand it.
They're not. Those people are not protecting their Bitcoin adequately. A lot of people have a lot of stuff stolen because they have not adequately protected stuff.
Let's shift gears and go back.
If you adequately protect your stuff, it's unconfiscatable.
Let's go back to the president. Of El Salvador and what he said at CPAC about fractional reserve banking, about fiat. This is certainly true. So you say whatever you want about Bitcoin. It's way superior to everything else out there. Here it is.
My conservative friends right here, they always tell me that the problem is high taxes. But they're wrong. Of course, high taxes are extremely high here in the United States. I give you that. You're right in that. But that's not the real problem. The real problem is not the high taxes themselves, but the fact that they are not even really funding the government. Not even those high taxes, higher than a lot of places in the world, not even those taxes are really funding the government. So who's financing the government? Government is financed by treasury bonds. Paper. And who buys the treasury bonds? Mostly the Fed. And how does the Fed buy them? By printing money. But what backing does the Fed have for that money being printed? The treasury bonds them.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We're still in a world nuclear war would be bad for everybody, probably fatal for most. Total breakdown of society, civil war, collapse, just, nuclear nightmare, nuclear winter. What? When you look at New York and Hochul saying, don't worry, we only take our political enemies' money, that made it worse. Everybody's already leaving New York. As Kevin O'Leary said, this thing against Trump is so political and naked. They are destroying themselves. What are you thinking about the presidential election here? All these NATO heads, the French president saying, get ready. We're going to send troops in probably. They're getting the national draft ready in the UK, in Sweden. I mean, this is insane nuclear doomsday cuckoo world. And I think of our mutual friend Gerald Celente always says, when all else fails, they take you to war. I mean, I've said we're going from a possibility of nuclear war to a probability. Give me your expert take on that.
Well, it gets back to my three Ds, deglobalization, depopulation, and de-dollarization. Deglobalization means that there's less around for everybody to share. The pie is shrinking. so that we're going to war because people don't want to give up their piece of the pie. For 40 years, 50 years, the pie was constantly expanding due to American empire and dollar as world reserve currency and the ability to float bonds ad infinitum because interest rates went down for 40 years. You could always sell bonds because interest rates were constantly going down, which means that bond prices were going up every year for 40 years. Well, in 2022, when Russia invaded Ukraine, the 40-year bond market ended, the commodity bull market began, and now we're in a situation where people are scrambling for commodities. They're going to go to war for the old-fashioned way, for treasure and territory. That's the old-fashioned war incentive, and that's why we're heading into it. And Ukraine is a country rich in agricultural and commodity wealth, and NATO would like their little paws on it. But Russia's saying no, so they're going to go to war.
By the way, let me interrupt because this just broke on Reuters 27 minutes ago. Put it up. So we've had a bunch of different presidents and prime ministers in Europe say we are sending troops. NATO officially just rebuked Macron and said we're not. What do you think's behind that?
What I just said. They fear for their lives that Russia, being the biggest commodity producer in the world, is going to price them out of the agricultural markets and the basic industrial component material markets.
Which Putin said 5 years ago, Russia's main mission, he cut defense spending then, was being the number one food producer of organic in the world. And now everybody's moving towards the BRICS, as you said. And then Bill Gates is dumping everything except farmland. What does that signal?
Ukraine is incredibly rich in farmland. You know, Russia and Putin is really the only country to kick out Monsanto and genetically modified organisms. You know, keep that in mind, because they realized the toxicity of GMO products many, many years ago. So that farmland is extremely rich. And, of course, the rest of Europe wants their hands on it. And Putin is saying, no, that's not going to happen. So they're going to go to war. But we're seeing something develop between Taiwan and China as well, and we're seeing, of course, Israel-Palestine. So all of this, to me, is reflective of the global economy shrinking and people panic themselves into a war situation.
And the term you coined 20 years ago, first time I heard it was when you were on my show, suicide bankers. Briefly tell that story, because this looks just like suicide bankers, but on a global scale.
Well, suicide bankers are cut from the same cloth as suicide bombers, right? So the bankers on Wall Street are no different than jihadists in that their mission is to kill themselves and anyone around them into pursuit of their ideology. In fanaticism in one part of the world, that fanaticism and ideology is a warped view of their religious beliefs. And on Wall Street, that fanaticism is fueled by a warped view of what capitalism is supposed to be and what free markets are. And so we see the suicide bankers, like I would put Jamie Dimon in that category, and who I've been a critic of for many years, who doesn't really think twice about committing massive fraud, about undermining his own economy, his own country's economy, his own currency. I see now that he also is a big Bitcoin skeptic, obviously, because Bitcoin is like to Jamie Dimon what the tears were to the Wicked Witch of the West during The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, he said, quote, at Davos, Bitcoin is a pet rock.
Yeah, well, there's Dorothy's tears and the Wicked Witch of the West, or kryptonite. He is the antithesis of what Bitcoin represents, which is free markets and great, perfect money. He is the perfect globalist. He's a globalist guy. He wants to global neo-feudalism. A lot of people talk about different philosophical ideas about what we're heading to. Some say communism. To me, it's neo-feudalism. They want...
I agree. It's neo-feudalistic fascism with a communist ground game.
Yeah, it's a cocktail, a dystopian cocktail. And don't forget the casino gulag, which was another prediction, which is coming true with these ProVision goggles from Apple, where you're basically struggling to click on ads to win a protein pill for that hour. You know, we're heading into that kind of AI-enabled dystopian as well. So the point being,
and you can smell it's all destined to fail. So how do you see it playing out?
I think that there's the great hope is Bitcoin, because essentially I boil it down into this very simple phrase. That is this: money existed before the state. Bitcoin separates money from the state. Bitcoin kills the state. And that's what we hope for. That's what we're praying for. That Bitcoin kills the state and kills central banking.
Before they kill us.
Exactly. Exactly. I believe that's absolutely.
So getting back to suicide bankers, though, at its genesis or its progenitor is 9/11. You were a famous trader back in the 80s. You were on national TV as a big trader. and so, you know, to age you here, but looking at that, there were traders that stayed at their desk and made $20, $30, $50 million. Even when one tower collapsed, they're still in there greedily using the crisis to make money, even though it killed them. It's that attitude of Jamie Dimon and the globalists to start World War III because they can't give up. They can't back off. It's like if Bernie Madoff or Sam Bankman-Fried had nuclear weapons. They've got to be stopped.
Yeah, it's an interesting story. So Deutsche Bank that bought Alex Brown, they found a lot of unpocketed trades from 9/11. People make millions of dollars of trades that never were claimed. And so some forensic analysis indicated that people were trading on the disaster that they were about to experience. And
they're in the towers, not getting out, greedily making money the moment they're vaporized.
That's what the data suggests. And there's a couple of documentary films that were made at the time. I haven't seen much work on this in the last 15 years, but it would fit the profile of a suicide banker. And they're cut from the same cloth. So you have this great kind of battle in the world between fanaticism. It's all fanaticism, right? There's fanaticism of theocratic fanaticism versus monetary fanaticism. And these two are battling it out.
And then you've got wokeism that the corporations are betting on. Why are they doing that?
Well, I really like this interview I just heard from Tucker Carlson and this Chinese woman. It's basically the cultural revolution. So the people who are seizing power are setting up race war in America and class war in America to disintegrate the economy in the country as a massive power grab. And I think that's probably exactly what's going on.
Incredible. Come back soon, Max Keiser. Max Keiser on X. Thank you so much, Max. Say hi to Stacey for me.
Well, do see you soon.
All right, take that. When do you want me to come down? You've been trying to get me to go down there. When? When are you ready?
Book your flight. Come on, dude.
Do I get a Bukele interview?
Maybe.
All right, take care, buddy.
See ya.
All right, fourth hour's coming up. And, hey, we're financed by you. We need your support. Less than 1% of you ever buy anything at InfoWarsStore.com. I wish more of you would say, hey, this guy's got great info. I wonder what his products are like. Get a T-shirt. Get a book. Get a film. Get a great high-rated, highest-rated water filter at half the price. You're going to find it almost anywhere. Some places, you know, have it discounted, but not as good as us. We've got it all at InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got all the very best supplements, ladies and gentlemen. They are incredible. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% humanoid, the strongest out there. Everybody knows turmeric works great. This is the strongest you're going to get. And it funds the InfoWar, a win-win. Only way we lose, you don't go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. And while you're there, it's discounted 40% off. 40% off on Nitric Boost. You heard Dr. Judy Mikovits talk about without me even asking her. She got it and loved it. She's got all the compounds you need that are natural to flush out your blood, knock out all the different weird proteins that are in there, and clean everything out. So great for your brain. I get mad at myself when I forget to take it because it's super healthy and it's awesome. And I don't have a problem in the sex department, but I'll be honest, it's good to think I'm 18 again. It's like, wow. It's amazing. That's what it does to your blood flow. Nitric Boost, InfoWarsStore.com. Nitric Boost, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And again, while you're there, get a Team Humanity t-shirt that I designed. Also get the new shirt, limited edition. There's the Gadsden Snake, red, white, and blue in a shield for $17.76. Really a great design. Get the t-shirts, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. I'm going to do 5 more minutes and hand the baton to the next host.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.